Welcome to Talking Sense. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on Talking Sense.
Did you know that you can bet on who will be the next pope? The world of online gambling spans out as far as you can imagine, which is why they say that if you can think of it, you can bet on it. You can also bet on the existence of alien life, the end of the world, or bet on the beloved British sport of cheese rolling. But you know what you should never leave up to a gamble? Your future.
Mm-hmm. So, lots of crazy things.
Pause real quick, because the fact that you can bet on the end of the world, I mean, how do you know what's going to happen when you win?
Like, yes.
I mean, say you get it right, you don't get to enjoy it.
Exactly.
So why would anybody put any money into that? But you know, I guess there's a lot out there that people put money in that doesn't make sense.
Absolutely. Cheese rolling. I mean, have you seen that? It's kind of,
I'm going to have to Google it after that.
You should. So, what's the craziest thing that you've bet on?
I'm just going to be honest. I am not someone who bets big. But I did bet my brother once, Kirk, that he could not drink all the juice out of a jalapeno jar without having anything to drink for an hour. I lost, but he lost too. So it was okay with me.
It was
okay that I lost because he also lost for days on end.
Oh my gosh.
What about you, Mark?
Don't think about that one too long. Me? So definitely eating. I was bet that I couldn't eat a slice of white bread in less than 60 seconds.
And I'm sorry, you couldn't put down a piece of bread in a minute?
Look, I wish.
I mean, it's a piece of, like,
I wish that we had a piece of.
I thought you were talking about, like, Texas toast.
No, just a plain old
piece of bread.
Plain old piece of white bread, all right?
Oh.
And it's different, right?
Okay, because, I guess because it gets all sticky.
Because white bread is, like, super dry, right? And so it just, like, makes your mouth really dry. So, yeah, it was a terrible bet just to start with because I'm the slowest eater there is anyway. And so, but I thought.
Know thyself.
I thought 60 seconds was plenty of time, but no. So I lost like $20.
Okay. You lost $20. You bet $20 on
because
that?
I was like, this is a done deal.
Well, you're probably like, it's a piece of bread, like everybody else who's listening to this right now.
No.
I want all of our listeners to try this challenge. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, the white bread challenge. Do it.
Now, this is totally off subject, but you made me
hashtag
think of it.
Talking sense.
Yes. So my kiddos' family, a couple of them are Persian, and they have this cookie that they call it a cookie. But when I was new to the family, they were like, oh, you got to try this cookie. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I was like, okay, no, it's not. What it does is when it enters your mouth, it just like expands like sawdust. They call it the sawdust cookie. I don't know what it's really called, but you just made me think of that. I just literally could not get enough water in my mouth after putting that thing in my mouth. So I feel your pain, Mark.
And here's the thing. Yeah, it was eating in less than 60 seconds with no water, right?
Like, okay, that's a little
after
more
half
challenging.
Of the slice, I was done for.
I would have beat you. We're gonna have to challenge each other on this.
Okay,
one,
but
see who wins.
But pause because this is also important. You know what you should your next YouTube search should be?
What?
Wife carrying.
Oh
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I found out about it while researching on the crazy things that people bet on. And it's a sport. And it's
okay. It's not a sport,
it's
but whatever.
It's a hilariously uncomfortable thing to watch. So happy viewing. You're welcome.
I'm sorry. My husband is very strong, but I'm larger than him. I could not picture that working, but I'm gonna have to Google that now.
Yeah, no, you should. And here's the thing though, you might feel like you're a complete not gambler at all, like, you know, all these things just sound crazy to you, but here's the thing, you might actually be gambling.
Because, you know, when we ask you, are you gambling, we're not talking about going to Vegas, we're not talking about, you know, betting on wife carrying. But there are a lot of things that when it comes to your finances can be a risk that you need to not be taking with your future.
No. And here's the thing. Some people might not even know that these are high risk and that you could actually end up, you know, losing quite a bit.
These are things we've seen here at Gen Wealth. So we're not just saying things flippantly that are out there. These are things that people in Arkansas are doing too. So are you day trading? Now, if you don't know what day trading is, that's where you're trying to like buy and sell throughout the day to try to catch things on a low, sell them on a high. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that can happen with that, especially when we're dealing, you know, with that, you're dealing with individual stocks. Yep. So there's a lot of risk associated with that. And being able to time it just right is usually going to not work out long term.
Absolutely. Majority of day traders lose money.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the facts of it. So it's a huge risk. Also, another huge risk is putting all your money, all your retirement portfolio in your company stock.
And I've seen this a couple of times with clients. Often what happens where this becomes a challenge is that the match goes into the company stock. And so that can build up pretty fast.
Right.
But I have seen where someone also had their portion. They were like, well, my company's doing great. That they will till they're not. And mm-hmm. In one case, I had a client who lost about 20% in a quarter because their company just had a bad quarter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want to watch those sorts of things.
Yeah, that's what we call a concentrated risk.
Yes.
And something that we help
and you've our clients heard the out word, with. You've heard the word diversification when it comes to investing. If you're all in your company stock, then you're not diversified. Mm-hmm. Another thing is not saving now because you're banking on making more money later. So if you're saying, oh, I don't make enough to put into the company plan, even though they have a match and you could get free money, mm-hmm. That's a risk. That's gambling on your capacity to make it up later. We've talked in other episodes about the impact of time mm-hmm. and how having time on your side makes a difference long term in your investing. So if you're delaying that start date, then you're going to have to really work hard to make that up, even with good markets, and we mm-hmm. can't guarantee you're always going to have those.
Yeah. Yeah. In the previous episode, we talked about it taking $170 per month mm-hmm. to be a millionaire by the time you're 65 if you start in your 20s, but how that changes to like thousands of dollars yes. if you start in your 40s or yes. your 50s.
It doubled or tripled with each 10-year gap, which was insane. Mm-hmm. Another thing is tying up all your net worth in your business. A lot of people have side hustles or they're business owners, but they don't set aside funds for savings. They don't set aside funds for retirement. And their plan is maybe to sell their business. Well, if your business is you, mm-hmm. then there's not a product to sell off. Yeah. So that's a very risky thing to do. And what happens if you get sick or you have a reason that you need to step away from that?
No. And how many times have we seen businesses or, you know, different types of businesses just become obsolete, right? Mm-hmm. Because of changes in technology or just advances, right? So definitely huge risk as well. Another one is, you know, if you have a family, just neglecting to get life insurance.
And someone brought up something, even if you don't have a family, the other day that I thought, ooh, I hadn't thought about this one. And when I get a blind spot, it means something to me. When your child turns 18, if they're going off to college, get them some life insurance, because if something happens to them, they're likely to have student loans mm-hmm. and you probably had to co-sign for those, then you're going to have to pay for those.
Right.
So that's a risk. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, if I don't have a lot of debt or I don't have a lot of, you bring income to your household. So if your income stopped today, your family is going to need something to replace that. And I had the mistake of only having enough life insurance to pay off debt in the house. I thought as long as there was no mortgage, mm-hmm, my husband right. would have been fine. But there's other things that I do that they would have to pay somebody for. Oh, and by the way, I am contributing to a retirement plan. So our future retirement is based on both of us contributing.
Exactly.
So it derails things for me to not be here. So please, please, if you don't have any life insurance, get something, whatever you can afford, start there. But really think about the impact.
And let's just face it. investing in most cryptocurrencies is a total gamble.
The more I study that stuff, the less I see it as a product for future planning. I mean, it's definitely something that if you've just got a little side money, we call it your Vegas money. I'm not going to say it's all bad, mm-hmm. but keeping up with it as far as who's healthy and who is obsolete. I mean, how many companies have already failed? Thousands.
Yeah.
So be very cautious. That's a big gamble when you're getting into that.
Yeah. Especially if you're doing that in lieu of, you know, actually putting money in your retirement plan where, again, mm-hmm. like you said, you could get free money if there's a match.
Yes. So, I mean, those are all a lot of risks that you could be taking. And I would say, too, not having the right portfolio, not having a plan is gambling mm-hmm. because the market is going to do what the market's going to do. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. It's like a roller coaster. Like I like to say, it's like a toddler, but you are going to be much less successful. You know, it's going to be harder to stick to it. Mm-hmm. You're betting on your capacity to stay invested if you don't have a plan in place. And yeah. History would tell us, and our experience would tell us, that people tend to get emotional about their money, even if they're making great progress. You know, like this past year, 2021 into 2022, there have been people that in the last few weeks have had a little bit of a panic over the market volatility that has tipped up here at the beginning mm-hmm. of 2022. Yep. What they're not realizing is that some of that is healthy, that the market does that from time to time because it's healthy.
Yeah.
There are these big run ups and the market has to go, eh, this isn't accurate. We got to slow down a little bit.
Yes.
So if they don't have a plan in place, that's a gamble that they're not going to stick with their plan.
True, true. And in another one that I didn't even put on here, but is definitely a huge gamble, is not having a financial plan, mm-hmm. right? So just basically betting on that whatever, you know, little that you're doing right now.
Throw it and see if it sticks.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. just seeing if it works and just hoping for the best.
Yes.
Right. So not having a financial plan, you know, you're still going to reap the results of whatever that is.
Yes. And you could be adding, you know, you can be fully maxing out your employer plan and that may be where, you know, enough to get you. Many people are literally just kind of throwing money at their investments and hoping for the best. And your investments are not a plan. They're a part of your plan, but mm-hmm. they are not a plan. So I absolutely agree with you. But why is all of that considered gambling to us?
Yeah.
Because it's stacking the odds against yourself in an attempt to win big or cut corners instead of taking advantage of the opportunities you have every single day to increase the probability of your success in the future. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've talked about this before, but I'm just going to throw it out there again. There is not an easy button for financial independence. It's just not there. Yeah. Now, it's not unreachable, though. We've talked about this before. It's simple, but not easy.
Exactly.
Don't spend more than you make. That seems really simple, but in action, it's challenging because we want what we want, when we want it, how we want it. And there's credit cards that'll help us get it.
Mm-hmm.
So why not?
Yeah,
why not
it's
indulge?
Easy, right?
I deserve it. I've worked hard this week, right? And so it's really difficult to get that long-term view sometimes, but it is simple
mm-hmm.
and you can do it, especially with coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Why do we do it? Because it's easy, because it's more fun, right? We
it's
like
definitely more fun to
adrenaline.
Spend my money than to save it. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that might be all that we know, right? If we mm-hmm. grew up and that's all, you know, that we saw at home, or if we weren't taught anything at home. So we were just kind of seeing, you know, what the commercials teach us. We get it, right? And mm-hmm. so that's why we're here, to make sure that you know that hey, that's kind of risky and that's not what we would recommend. So the better approach might be to play the odds in your favor with a plan, right? Which mm-hmm. starts with investing for the long term.
Yes. So it's very easy to get distracted by the shiny new things when it comes to investments, but there are some kind of tried and true methodologies out there. You know, something as simple as using mutual funds instead of individual stocks. Individual stocks have the potential to move quicker when it comes to an up market, certainly. Mm-hmm. But if you've got all your eggs in one basket, you're going to put yourself, like we talked about with the company stock, if you're not diversified, you're going to put yourself at more risk than you need to for your long-term growth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if you had a repeat of the lowest, worst 25-year period and you just stayed invested in the market, and let's call it the S&P, which we know you can't actually invest in the S&P, but we're going to use that. Mm-hmm. Your rate of return would be somewhere around 8%. It's like 7.94% in a 25-year period yep. on average. That's not bad.
Exactly.
And that's the worst case scenario. So mm-hmm. if your plan can kind of, you know, fact check against that and it's still going to be good, then you're in good shape and everything else is icing.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I mean, even professional money managers, right? Investment managers, most of them don't beat the market, right?
No.
So, or at least not
because it's not realistic. You're looking at the 500 largest companies. I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not diversified. Right now, that's going to be a lot of technology companies. Mm-hmm. And technology can take it in the nose under certain circumstances. So, yeah. you know, it's trying to match that is not always going to be in your best interest unless you have just a super long timeline. And then, you know, there's some adjustments that you'll need to make later. But diversification is the key.
Yeah.
Just like playing roulette, probably not a great idea because, you know, you have better odds if you bet on all red or all black instead of just one specific
number. Exactly.
So when you're talking about investments, same rule applies.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and things like that, diversifying, doing a direct deposit into your savings and keeping it off limits.
Yes. And that is one of those like easy button things you can do for yourself. Most employers who do direct deposit will allow you to use multiple accounts mm-hmm. for the direct deposit. Have it direct deposit into your savings. And if you're like me, and the joy of moving from one account to the other on your little app on your phone is a challenge, makes it a little too easy to get into that savings. I actually have my savings at a different bank and I don't even have an ATM card for it. So I have to go into the branch if I'm going to go get money.
Yeah.
And that is my way of keeping me from utilizing my emergency savings for non-emergencies. So there's a little trick you might try. But direct depositing to that savings. Yeah. That's beautiful.
And I think it's time for our 2 cents.
Is it already time for our 2 cents? Oh, wow. Okay. If you find yourself engaged in gambling activities we mentioned today, you're not a bad person. You're not horrible. Just get some help. Okay.
Absolutely. And I think that's it for us today. Tune in next week when you can learn about how to contribute to your Roth IRA versus a traditional IRA.
Thanks for listening to the Talking Sense podcast. And if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Gen Wealth team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Gen Wealth Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.